Sometimes technology needs a little help. A wonderful change. When he touched you, he changed you. When he saved you, he changed you. When he protected you, he changed you. When he kept the devil away from your doorstep, he changed you. When he healed you, he changed you. If he didn't heal you, he changed you. God bless you, choir. Let me get the preliminaries out of the way. Thank you for inviting me yet again. I guess I'll learn how to preach one day. Y'all keep calling me back so I can practice. So we're here to celebrate 117 years worth of God's grace. No, see, Bonetta, they didn't get it. I said we're here to celebrate 117 years of God's grace. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy. He's worth more than 30 seconds of a hand clap. If you got something down on the inside of you, you need to let it out right now. He's worthy. David said, oh, magnify. Y'all know I'm crazy. I'm at home. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Pastor shouldn't have to worship God by himself. Choir shouldn't have to worship God by themselves. Lottie Dottie and everybody ought to be on their feet right now worshiping God because he's been good to you. He's blessed you. He's kept you. He's provided. So this morning, I'm only going to talk about one thing. Praise be to God. Your text says in the King James, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. In the King James, it says, praise him, all ye people. Then it says, why? For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Then David said, maybe I need to remind you, praise ye the Lord. God deserves our praise. Praise has its origin and its merits in the character of God. Praise is not a Sunday morning production. See, some folk think that we come and we're going to get stirred up and that's praise. That ain't praise. Praise gets fired up when we think about God. Praise is focused on the person and not the provisions of God. Praise says, I want to see your face, not your hand. Now, some scholars will say that this psalm is for the future. However, for today, I believe it suits our case. See, our God is infallible. He never, anybody in here to God know that God can never make a mistake. Never make a mistake. So then, it's no mistake that New Mission was founded by a group of sanctified families that settled in a little place that became known as Dunbar. Now, if you're really from Madisonville, you understand that Dunbar was down in the bottoms. Dunbar was in a place where nobody really wanted to go. Dunbar was on the other side of the tracks. I know what I'm talking about because I lived on Peabody, and behind Peabody was Tompkins, and behind and below Tompkins was Dunbar. But how many of you know that God placed in the heart of a few sanctified families the need to start a church? That tells me that God can make a way out of no way. I don't care who I'm talking to this morning. You might be stuck in a terrible place, but I stop by to tell you that God can make a way out. You don't have to worry about where you are. Think about where you're going. Under the unction of the Holy Ghost, Reverend Hawkins started to organize and build a church. Let me park for a second. Do you know that you can have singing and not have a church? Do you know that you can have deacons and not have a church? Do you know that you can even have preaching and not be a church? It takes the Holy Ghost to make a church. If the Holy Ghost ain't in somebody, you don't have a church. Terry, they might have a performance. They might have a production. But until the Holy Ghost shows up, you don't have church. You got a building, but the building can't be blessed until the Holy Ghost inhabits the building. So I came to tell you it was no mistake that God planted the church in Dunbar. For our 117th birthday celebration, we really need to celebrate God and thank him for what he's done. Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. How many of you have a pencil and a piece of paper? Pencil and a piece of paper. Do this real quickly. That's good enough. You might have to tear off a few sheets of paper and pass it out to other people. If you got a cell phone, do your OneNote. Two things that you want to tell God thank you for. Take about 30 seconds. Shouldn't take that long. Two things. What are you thanking God for? I need you to help me in a little bit. All right? So then praise is the what of this text. So just to be clear, we're here to praise God. Praise as the what of this text requires us to do something. You cannot praise God sitting on your hands. You cannot praise God with your mouth shut. You cannot praise God with your body standing still. Praise is a verb, and a verb talks about action. And action means I got to do, see, y'all not with me. I got to praise God, not for what he gave me, but I got to praise him for who he is. I got to praise him because he is the King of Kings. I got to praise him because he is the Lord of Lords. I got to praise him because he never made a mistake. We're called to praise the Lord. Write these letters down, F-O-R-E. We got any golfers in the house? Let me see the hands of golfers. One. Only one person. Two. When you get ready to approach the ball, there's a word that you all use. Four. F. Focus on God. O. Open up your mouth. R. Rejoice greatly. E, exalt God. For, what are we here for? We're here to worship God. We're here to elevate God. Yes, he's blessed us for 117 years, but if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? So in this text, there are two who's in this passage. The Lord is the primary who. Who's the primary who? He's number one. Can I tell you, if we kept that in focus more, we'd be better off? That when we focus and we make God number one, we'd be better off. Then there's another who in the text. That's us. So the writer maintains that all nations and all people ought to praise the Lord. Now, as Pastor said, there'll come a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Nobody will be left out. However, for today, I want the redeemed of the Lord to say so. The redeemed of the Lord ought to be able to cry out. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness, I'll get to that in a second, is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. The redeemed ought to be able to praise the Lord. In the good times, praise the Lord. In the bad times, praise the Lord. When you're healthy, praise the Lord. When you got money, praise the Lord. When you're broke like no joke, praise the Lord. Praise you. When we consider the holiness of God, how God is 100% pure, 100% righteous, 100% without fail. When we think about the sovereignty, this messed me up, Pastor. When we think about the sovereignty of God, that means God can do what he wants to do with whoever he wants to do it, whenever he wants to do it, just like he wants to do it. And there ain't nothing you can say to make it. How can the clay say to the potter, why are you making me an ashtray? God said, because it suits my purpose. My purpose is for you to help clean up some mess. The holiness of God, the sovereignty of God. But let's not forget the love of God. The love of God is manifested in that God himself, this messes me up, God himself came down through 42 generations of Jewish history, got in a body, got pushed out 9 months later, lived sinlessly, healed, delivered, set free everybody, and then voluntarily decided to die for us. Oh, that ought to erupt. See, when we think about just that much, we ought to erupt in praise. Why wouldn't we praise a God who came down out of heaven, who took off his heavenly robe, put on a body, got in Mary's body, lived like a little bitty baby? I'm not talking about a prophet. I'm talking about God Almighty, the creator and sustainer of the world, came down for you and me. When I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for me, y'all think I'm gonna say that? No, I could dance all night. And I ain't a dancer, but every now and then there gotta be some happy in your feet. People who God has snatched from the fires of hell. Anytime the lesser, that's us, gets a glimpse of the greater, that's God, praise is inevitable. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Come here, Isaiah. What can you tell me? When the year, in the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temples, and there were these winged creatures flying backwards and forwards, crying, holy, holy, holy. When one said holy, the other one said, you're not going to outdo me in praising God. Holy. And the other one said, oh no, hold your peace. Holy. And they flew backwards and forwards in the temple of God. In the household of God, God's holiness ought to be on display every Sunday. Every Sunday, the choir ought to say holy, and the deacons ought to say holy. The preacher ought to say holy, and the congregation ought to say holy. And then when the sinner walks in, all they hear is holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts, the whole earth, not just the sanctuary, but the whole earth. So, within the context of our celebration, our highest aim is to celebrate God. It's to see him as high and lifted up. H.B. Charles says this. He's a great writer and a great preacher. He says, when our theology is right, our worship is right. Can I say that again? Let me break it down. When what I think about God is right, lines up with the word of God, then how I worship that God is right. Too many places have bootleg worship because they have bootleg theology. But aren't you glad we don't have to put up with that in this church? We don't have bootleg theology. We have right theology. And so that lends to us being able to worship God rightly. When we see that God is in control, he told me don't lay on the piano, Terry, so I won't. I'll lay on the bench. I'll sit on the bench. When you know that God is in control, you can relax. Go to sleep. Turn off the light. Don't worry about nothing. He that keepeth thee will neither slumber. I can go to sleep because I know a God who never goes to sleep. I can relax because I know God has got his hand. If I'm in trouble, he's got his hand on the thermostat and the timer. And when in due time, can I just talk into the context of the next 4 years? Can I just talk to you for a minute real quick? Number one, God is still in control. Donald Trump is in the White House, but God is still on the throne. That's right, somebody ought to say, glory to God. Donald Trump has promised to go after everybody that won his side, on his side. But I'm so glad God has promised to pardon even the vilest sinner. Just because God is who he is, we ought to praise him. In the 4 years, thank God he can't run again. Now we come to the why of this text. The writer says that his merciful kindness is great toward us. His Jewish word, hesed. His merciful kindness been great. I'm looking at some people I've seen all my life. I can tell you if you won't tell it, God's been good to you. Let me be specific to the church, then I'll get to us in a minute. God has been good to this church in sending us scripture-soaked pastors after his own heart. People like Pastor Dunn, who was the first pastor of this local assembly. Then you had men like George Q. Brown. My goodness. Dynamic preacher, dynamic singer, dynamic organizer, and just listening and remembering the little bit that I do remember about George Q. Brown, he was a visionary. God didn't stop sending visionaries. After that, he sent Dr. Robert Smith Jr. I get to be called his namesake because we got the same first name. Amen. But Dr. Smith, I remember when my grandmother and grandfather passed. Their pastors weren't the first pastor through our door. Dr. Smith was. Dr. Smith, I tell everybody, I say, he's no longer one of the best kept secrets. Now he's out. Out and about. His wife will tell you that. But he's a great, great theologian. Not a good theologian, a great theologian. This church is blessed because it has sat under a man who took the scripture seriously. That's right, you can clap for him. It's okay. And then our pastor, my friend. He's a visionary. He's a man of purpose, a man of destiny. He's one of the few people I will sit under. I tell everybody, I'm a snob. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm a snob. I need to make sure that the person I sit under know what they're talking about and willing to live what they're talking about. The membership that's here today is a testimony to God's merciful kindness. You know what? Some of us could say, God has not dealt with me after my sin. Oh, just look, but come on now. Look back. See, we came to church today. I sit over here because I know these people. Yeah, cousins. God ain't dealt with us after our sin. When I was in the street, he could have killed me then. When I was smoking, he could have killed me then. When I was drinking, he could have killed me then. Some of you all were perping, creeping, doing all that other kind of stuff. And God didn't, I see you today. See, I don't know why we sit in church. When I think about the goodness drug dealing, thug acting, bat biting, but his merciful kindness. Great. Great is thy faithfulness. O God, our Savior, there is no shadow of turning in thee. All we've needed, I needed forgiveness. All that I needed, your hand hath provided, because it came out of your nature. Oh, if the truth be told, God could have let New Mission flounder, but he didn't. Instead, he blessed us. He picked us up from where we were. He placed us right here, and he's prospered us. God could have given each and every one of us justice, but thanks God for his merciful kindness. In his kindness, I got a one-track mind. In his kindness, he sent Jesus. He could have sent the sheriff, but he sent Jesus. He could have sent the justice, chief justice, but he sent Jesus. I don't know if there's any one or two people in here. If there's one or two or three of you all in here that are glad that he sent Jesus and not justice, give God some praise in this house. Aren't you glad that he didn't give us what we deserved? Andre Crouch said, amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how or why he came to love me so, but he looked beyond my faults. And he extended kindness. Let me hurry. The text says, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. The truth is an extension or a manifestation of God's goodness. See, the truth is God will always keep his promises. You don't have to worry about it. Open the book. If you see a promise that God made, he'll keep it. Close the book and decide, I'm going to stand on what the word of God says. One day, the truth came through the door of a virgin's body. The truth walked the Palestinian promised land. God's truth was despised and rejected. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And they hung the truth between two thieves. There's a problem here, ladies and gentlemen, because the truth had already said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men. The truth can't lie. They put him on the ground. They nailed him to the cross, but they made a mistake and started lifting him. Strong men started pulling him up and dropped the cross down in the socket of a ground. And I hear a thief say, Lord, Lord, I know you're not a common man like me, but you're Lord. Remember me. I now know that you're a king. While we're both dying, I can see that there's something different about you. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And I hear the truth say, this day. Oh, he's got enough power to change you right now. He doesn't have to wait for years. He can do it right now. Even if you're at the point of death, right now, he says, today you shall be with me in paradise. The truth said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, because I'm the door. There's no other way. Any other way is a thief and a robber. I am the door to the Father. The truth says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, come on, wait a minute. They saw him go. They saw him step on a cloud. I'm going to make sure nobody else from First Baptist is here. Oh, Joe Motes, why are you hiding over there? You better not tell on me. The truth got on a cloud. And they saw the truth leave the earth. And the truth said, and if I go, and they saw it, I will, that's ironclad, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The truth went back to the Father's house, and the truth left a guarantee that since I'm going to the Father's house, one day I'm coming back to get you. If I'm going to prepare a place for you, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people, and I want your mansion to be ready when you get there. We have reason to give God praise. We got 117 years of blessing, 117 years of keeping, 117 years of God's favor on this hallowed ground. But wait a minute. I wonder if we can collectively praise God for forever. I said, I wonder if we can give God some glory, not just for right now, but forever. Right now, we're celebrating years. Right now, we're worshiping God. Right now, we're worshiping the sustainer, the healer, inside the context of time. But one day, we'll step out of time and we'll march into eternity. One day, your eyes and my eyes are gonna close on this side and we'll wake up on the other side. Help me, songwriter, because I got to go up to Kennedy Heights. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion, bright and blessed, he's prepared for us a place. But that's not the one that I like. Here's the one onward to the prize before us. Don't stop now, brothers and sisters. Keep on going. Might be hard right now, but he's kept us for 117 years. Keep on marching onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. Oh, folk who are from the south. I believe they get to go into the south gate, Miss Minnie. Folk that are from the west, I believe they'll get to go into the west gate. Folk from up here in the north, I believe they're going to go in to the north gate. There are 12 gates in the city, 3 on each side, and it's big enough to hold the whole house of God. Onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty we'll behold. Soon those pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold when we all, oh, do you want to go there? When we all get to heaven, there's a place where there's no more lying, no more dying, no more devils, no more troubles. I don't know about you, but I want to go to that place where the wicked cease from troubling. I don't want to have to worry about aching bodies, cancer, no more, high blood pressure, no more, rheumatoid arthritis, no more, diabetes, no more. Nothing that makes a lie anymore. We'll be in the Father's house forever and ever. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. No more. No more dying. No more crying. No more pain. No more struggle. No more. We'll see him as he is, yes. Face to face.
Yes, sir. This is the thought that came to me. I want to hear him say, well done. Good and faithful